T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans.
This is not a moment of division. It's a moment of unification.
I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard.
They impeached the president of the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness.
There has been a deep clean of the building.
A whole segment of the American population has been radicalized.
The call for unity from Joe is like a child calling for glue after smashing a lamp.
Well, Greg Gutfeld sort of hit the nail on the head there, huh? Good morning to you. It is Thursday, and here we are post-inauguration, ready to kind of hash it over this morning, let you get it out of your system, and then figure out what's next. It's kind of where we are. Did you guys watch it yesterday?
Bits and pieces.
I listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't handle it all at one time, so I'd just go back and get the highlights.
I had to watch, and you know, we're going to open the phone lines up this morning, 314-241-9797. I know a lot of people had different takes on what they saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's a side of me that always feels that patriotism on Inauguration Day, whether I like the person mm-hmm. being sworn in or not, because at the end of the day, for as much as people at the Post-Dispatch and some of the other left-wing radicals in the editorials want to shut you down if you ever supported Donald Trump, they want to re-educate you. The people that supported Donald Trump believe in what this country was founded on, in the Constitution. I know that at the very base of my beliefs. And nobody could have watched that yesterday and not felt that pride with what our founders started 244 years ago, continuing in a peaceful manner, as we all knew that it would, that the overreaction in the Capitol building, in the Capitol yesterday, was exactly that. The local mainstream media channels all rushed down to Jeff City and Springfield and all the capitals across the country, bracing for armed insurrection, which of course never happened mm-hmm. because I now believe it was never going to happen. Mm-hmm. I've said that all along.
This was to make a point. I never understood what was happening with all the concern about the state capitals and all of this.
I think it was all to make a point, which is part of the point that I made yesterday. They needed that drama to somehow justify what happened in this election cycle. So that said, I listened to Joe Biden's speech. I thought it was an okay speech. I thought Joe Biden didn't stumble too much. Somebody clearly had written it for him because his thoughts were composed. But at the end of the day, the soundbite we ran right off the top there kind of sums it up. Joe Biden wants you to believe he's going to be the president for everyone, whether you voted for him or not. And then he turned around and slapped 75 million Americans in the face with 17 executive orders immediately. And basically said, if you disagree with him, to hell with you. So, you know.
Is that how we rule now, just through executive orders?
I guess.
We've been doing, but we talked about this yesterday. Trump did the same thing. Obama did the same thing.
Obama, but that's when it seems to have really started. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed to that the Obama administration kind of set the precedent with the executive order things. And what? How do you go back from that?
Right.
So now that emboldened Trump. Now that's emboldened Biden, and it's like that's how we're gonna do this. I didn't like it through any of it, but
yeah.
It's not I don't think we're supposed to be ruling.
Here, there was one way, in my opinion, that Joe Biden could have come out of that speech yesterday with some hopes of a little kumbaya feeling with all the people he now claims to want to be the president of. And he could have done it. The fact that he didn't told me that he never intended to, nor does he intend to try to repair those relationships. He could have said, I'm going to be the president for everybody, and my first step is going to be to turn around right now and look at Chuck Schumer, the soon-to-be majority leader in the Senate, and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and tell them we are ending this attempt to convict my predecessor for impeachment. We're going to end it right now. We're going to let it go. We're going to heal rifts. That's not what's going to happen. And in fact, Chuck Schumer doubled down even again yesterday. So it was an opportunity missed to talk about unity and healing on one hand, but only if you agree with me. There will only be unity and healing if you accept the fact that I'm right. Everything you stood for was wrong. Trumpism was wrong. There's nothing redeeming about making America first. And we're moving on. I don't know. I didn't think it was a bad speech. Don't get me wrong. In terms of what Joe Biden needed to stand up and deliver, but I didn't buy any of it. I just didn't. It was a political theater, in my opinion. And now we're back to what the people that lost, which would be us, have to do going forward without completely splintering the party, the effort. I know the opportunity's there. And it could happen as quickly as 2 years from now. But for now, it's gonna be a rough couple of years, maybe a couple of weeks, but certainly a couple of years. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, yeah. What I want to do this morning is get the phone lines rolling at 314-241-9797, because I know a lot of people are going to have opinions on this. I want us to talk it out and then start looking at the constructive ways we can move forward. And one of them is going to be what they're doing down in the state. The Post-Dispatch can't stand it. They can't stand it. They've already got an article about how Republicans in Jeff City are trying to wrest pandemic power from local health officials. Well, you're darn right they are. The response to all of this is going to be in state capitals around the country. And Andrew Koenig held one of his hearings yesterday along with Bob Onder, about trying to roll back some of these outrageous powers that have been grabbed by Sam Page and others in some of the bigger cities across the state, all in the excuse of destroying businesses while supposedly controlling a pandemic that they have no control over. So that's kind of where the conversation is going to shift, in my opinion. And hopefully we can get your thoughts on that this morning. Those are mine. That's where I think the conversation has to go. I'll let you hear a little more of what Biden said yesterday. The mainstream media, boy, I split between Fox and OANN coverage yesterday when they were carrying this. Made the mistake later of listening to some of the CNN stuff. You're not going to believe it. It was beyond the pale to listen to these supposed news anchors like Jake Tapper and Dana Bash on the air yesterday. It would make your ears bleed, and probably will. I'm going to play some of that for you coming up here in just a little while. So stay tuned. A big show today. We're going to get Dr. Tobler on a little later. Stacy on the right is going to join us after kind of being flexible yesterday during the president's speech in the 7 o'clock hour. Former Senator Jim Talent is going to be here as well. And we're going to talk about the cancellation already of the XL pipeline. And literally thousands of jobs, good paying jobs, that the new president ended with the stroke of his pen yesterday. That's coming up at about 8:10 this morning. Right now, let me give you the number again. 314-241-9797. Your thoughts coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As you watch this thing lift off and go away, you know, you got to imagine, you know, for Muslim families who had a bullseye on their back, and you know, women who were afraid to wear hijab because the President of the United States said people who pray like you shouldn't be here, shouldn't be allowed in the country. Imagine how they're feeling watching this, that a repudiation, a complete repudiation of that approach. You know, the House, the Senate, and the White House given to a party that sees them as human beings. You think about all the immigrant families. You think about the babies snatched away at the borders. We still don't know what's going to happen to those babies. So this is, I think, a moment of relief for a lot of people.
That's Van Jones, Mr. Whitewash. Remember him on CNN? You should have heard he and Dana Bash and Jake Tapper going sideways on the president as he left Washington yesterday and decided to skip, the false belief that there's going to be unity in this country after what the Democrats put him through the last 4 years. People wanted him to play that role. He's never done that. Never. I don't expect that's going to start anytime soon. I want to get to a couple of phone calls this morning. 314-241-9797. Tell me if you agree or disagree yesterday was an opportunity lost for the incoming administration. Instead, they seem to double down, as far as I'm concerned. Let me get to line one. Mark is holding on this morning. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, yeah, I watched a little bit of it yesterday, like the first 10 minutes of it, because I was at work. And I know, so it was almost like Kamala Harris was standing behind him pulling his strings. You know, that he was the great presidential puppet yesterday. And I watched Newsmax, and they had a body language expert on. And, you know, when I was a cop, we used those quite a bit during interrogations, and he nailed it right on the head. Joe Biden was basically pleading for people to believe his line of, BS. And, you know, and then yesterday canceling the Keystone Pipeline, they had it on Newsmax that the premier of the two provinces that the pipeline runs through in Canada and the Prime Minister of Canada are going to direct their Solicitor General to sue the United States.
For breach of contract, I hope, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
for breach of contract.
Absolutely.
And it's also in the treaty, the new North America, you know, the new USMC, you know, treaty.
USMCA, that, yeah.
Yeah, USMCA, that it's in that treaty that pipeline is guaranteed. And Joe Biden, by signing that order, basically put the United States government in a trick bag and made it liable for all the money lost on the pipeline. So, you know, and I can see, you know, you can see it yesterday, like you were saying, Jake Tapper and what's her face, yeah, just gloating.
Yeah.
Gloating. And the gloating is going to, that gloating, you know, Dave, you know, your colleague, Mr. Glover, said that, you know, people shouldn't gloat, da 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 da. Well, and we need to talk policy, not, you know, hot button issues. Okay. Policy, there's two policies that's going to rip this country apart. If he signs gun confiscation and he signs elimination of the oil and gas industry.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, it's coming. Mark, listen, I appreciate the phone call. I do. I really do. I listened to part of a Glove show yesterday, and yeah, it was why can't we all just get along kind of a moment. And that's fine. My point is that if this had gone the other way, if the president was sworn in for a second term yesterday, Washington, D.C. would have burned. Number one, it wouldn't have been ringed with troops. And it would have been a repeat drop and flop, I didn't get what I wanted kind of day in D.C. That's what yesterday would have been. That's what people need to understand. That didn't happen yesterday because the Capitol was ringed with troops. It happened because that's not how conservatives react to these things. They fight back. They don't. Now Joe Biden is left with the hodgepodge of left wingers who elected him. To try to placate them in every way he can to tamp down the protests and the looting and the fires and all that. But if he doesn't do something quickly, it's all going to come back to bite him. That's the difference. They can talk unity all they want. They don't want unity with you and I. They just want to try to placate the crazies on the left, in my opinion. And that's part of what that speech was about yesterday. More of your phone calls coming up. 314-241-9797.
I think they know that this is something that's been arranged rather than legitimately sought and won. And you can see this in their attitudes, in their smiles. You can see it, hear it in the words that they are uttering.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh, the Godfather. Yesterday, I've found myself tuning in there a little bit. I looked at Rush, and obviously nobody knows the full status of his health. And but I have to tell you, folks, he's still making those great observations as he always has been on what happened yesterday and the overreaction with the National Guard troops. And effectively saying what I mentioned a couple days ago, that there was one way to ensure that there were no questions about the where are the 80 million people that voted for this guy if there had, for the small crowds that would have been there if the place hadn't been completely cordoned off and all the streets closed. So there were 250 members of Congress, roughly, and 25,000 National Guard troops. You have to argue the crowd probably wouldn't have been that big if the guard troops hadn't been there. And they never told us what the threat was, if there was one. There were clearly no problems. There were no problems anywhere. So that, I think, once again, Limbaugh hits the nail on the head there. I want to get to a couple of phone calls here this morning. Folks have been holding on here. Let me get to line two, I think, is... Rex is still on line two. Rex, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Mark, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Hey, I just got a couple things to say. It's more about, it's not just about the left anymore. It's about the right, too. Some of them cowards that are going against Trump, like McConnell, we got to get rid of them people, too. And the last thing I got to say is we shouldn't be afraid of politicians. Politicians should be afraid of us. That's all I got to say.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. You know, would the real Lindsey Graham please raise his hand? This would be a question I would have this morning, because there are times when I want to throttle him and there are times when I want to high five him. Yesterday was another potentially one of those high five moments. I'm not sure where Lindsey's been hiding. I don't know if he flips a coin to decide what he's going to say from day to day. But yesterday he said of Mitch McConnell some of the same things that I've been thinking about Mitch McConnell, who, like it or not, our little bit of power in the halls of Washington, D.C. rests with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy now. Listen to Cut 21, please.
That would be a crime, to provoke somebody, to incite them to violence. Show me the clip where you did that. What I would say about Senator McConnell, that I think he has been a good leader. He's a great street fighter. I think he'll be a challenge for Schumer. But he is, in my view, giving some legitimacy to this impeachment process that I think is wrong. They impeached the president of the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness. Now, is that what we're going to become as a country? I hope not.
No, he absolutely gave legitimacy to the impeachment process. He did. And I'll be honest with you, Leader McCarthy and Leader McConnell both showing up to sing Kumbaya and act like everything's normal yesterday, I think was a mistake. I really do. Just to go back one more Lindsey Graham bite, just so you hear him clearly, he still believes the president and what we did with the 12th Amendment was absolutely within the rights of the president. Go to Cut 20.
I think the president had a right to challenge. If he'd been a Democratic president, nobody ever begrudges a Democrat for going to court. He's not the first politician to say, I've ever been cheated out of an election. But once the legal process was over, I didn't believe it was appropriate for the Congress to overturn certified elections at the state level where there was no dispute about the electoral slate.
Again, the love or hate, there was a dispute about the electoral slate, Lindsey. There was a dispute about the electoral slate. The 12th Amendment gives you the right to stand up and object to that if you have a problem with it. And here's what's going to happen starting today. There's already action across the country where suddenly, lo and behold, now that the great one, Joe Biden, has been inaugurated, lawsuits are being prepared to find out what really happened in the last election. Gateway Pundit's been reporting on it. They're finally providing some more video evidence of the ballot dump that happened at 3 a.m. in Detroit. I thought it was odd yesterday. President's list of people that he pardoned or commuted the sentence of, Kwame Fitzpatrick, or the former mayor of Detroit. I think I got his last name wrong. This guy was convicted of all kinds of fraud up there, and you can bet if he was still the mayor of Detroit, he would have been in full support of whatever shenanigans they pulled off on November 3rd. Why in the world would the president commute that guy's sentence? I don't get that. That's one I do not understand from yesterday.
Kwame Kilpatrick.
Kilpatrick. Yeah. I knew there's a Patrick in there somewhere.
Yep.
He's been in prison for like 7 years, so I kind of forgotten. Hey, let me get to David. Is he still on line one?
Yes.
Yeah,
David, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you. Hey, I just want to say, I know there's executive orders. All presidents come in and make an executive order, and they change a lot of things that the other president does. But what I'm trying to understand is, how can he come in and change the Keystone Pipeline and just shut it all down? I mean, what gives that president any right? Wasn't there a lot of debate to have it and everything else? What, help me out to understand that.
Yeah, I wish I did understand it. I know there had been several court decisions. I believe they had been administrative decisions under the Obama administration to pull the permit. The Obama administration denied a permit because of environmental considerations in 2015, citing nothing other than climate change, which is just random things they decided it wasn't going to help. And what the president did, President Trump came in and reversed that ruling and approved the pipeline. Then a federal judge came in and blocked it in 2018. So it's been going back and forth since then. But I think what the president did originally was just overturn an administrative decision.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate that, because I didn't know how one person could come in and change the lives for so many people, you know, that say, hey, you know, usually when somebody does something, they got to have it. Maybe there was a lot more discussion going on about it that we don't know about.
What it is the crazies on the left who think they can snap their fingers and end this country's complete dependence on fossil fuels. We're not ready for that. We're not going to be ready for it in 10 years. We're not going to be ready for it in 20 years. But they want to try to force that, just like Obama did all along with Solyndra and all of these other cases we can come up with, where they want to try to force technology that's not ready for prime time down your throat. So pay attention to what your gas prices are today, because they're not going to be that in about a year.
Yeah, if you want to shut the country down, shut down your price, or put your prices up and on the fuel and watch it shut down.
Yeah, it's true. I appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you. Yep, thank you for that. Yeah, it bears repeating. If it makes you feel good to drive a Chevy Volt, you know, if you love your Tesla, you can afford one of those. When you go to plug it in the evening, just bear in mind, it is a coal-burning power plant that recharges it.
Mm. Oh, the irony.
There's no way around that. I mean, for the day, did you use less gas than the guy next to you? Yeah, you probably did. But you're using a different kind of a fossil fuel to get your car to go from point A to point B. And we don't have an alternative to that yet in this country. The only way the left wants to counter it is by making it so expensive to use that you use less of it, but you still have to get from point A to point B. And I'll be darned if I'm going back to single horsepower. Not going to do it. Refuse. Flat refuse. We're going to talk to Steve Milroy about all of this. He's the editor at junkscience.com. He was on the Trump-Pence EPA transition team, and he's going to join us at about 8:10 this morning to talk more about what's next with the Keystone pipeline, since that was such a high priority that it had to be canceled on day one to save the planet. That's where we are these days, ladies and gentlemen. 314-241-9797. Dr. Randy Tobler coming up as well in the next hour. We're back in a minute. Well, for those who feel like you lost something yesterday, you apparently still have an opportunity to win Mega Millions. I just want you to, I want to give you some hope, something to cling to this morning. The Powerball jackpot is gone. Some schmuck in Maryland won that.
What a jerk.
I know, the jerk. It's going to walk away with $546 million.
That's nice.
but you can still get a Mega Millions ticket for tonight. It's going to be close to $1 billion.
Holy moly.
And it would still only be the third largest lottery in U.S. history.
Could you imagine
waking up tomorrow with some portion of $716 million lump sum?
The American dream right there.
I think I'd go build the Keystone pipeline all by myself if that happened.
That seems like a good use of your time and energy.
I'm just kidding.
I'd take a vacation.
That'd probably be, last on my list.
I'd probably buy a radio station.
Okay.
All right.
I'll listen to it from my mansion or my yacht.
Thank you. I would definitely be broadcasting from a mansion. If that happened.
Yeah, you keep working if you want, but
but I would invite you two into the studio. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Thank
you. Absolutely.
I'll be there in spirit with my piña colada in hand.
Oh, man, the things we could do with that kind of cash. Could you just imagine? Yep.
Which still baffles me that person will probably be bankrupt within, you know, like the curse of the of the winning of the lottery. How many end up in financial ruin after winning the lottery?
Oh,
is that
I
just
know.
Going too crazy with the funds right off the top? Is that how that works?
Well, you know, I think, yeah, part I think that's part of it. And if you, particularly for people who've never had access, I mean, it just seems like such a large amount of money. You could never spend it all. And for people that, I think the people that really blow it are the ones that win smaller amounts. Like one day they have nothing, the next day they won
$1 million,
yeah. And they ended up with $700,000 after
taxes.
But spent the
after
million.
Their taxes, and then suddenly they give away a little bit here and a little bit there, and they make a bad investment or buy a business or they get bad investment advice. You have to surround yourself with people who've been there. With financial advisors who deal with massive wealth like that, and just how to make it self-sustaining, and then go blow a million of it. If you've got 700 mil, you could certainly blow a million and not blink.
Yeah.
What do you need in your life that's going to cost you more than $1 million? What?
I don't. I'd like to do a little renovation of my house, and I'm taking that vacation, and then, I mean,
good.
I'm
happy.
Free for to
but for.
Eat and drink with you guys whenever you want. When we
for
can.
$1 million, I mean, most of us, we could upgrade our house to and our cars to a decent amount.
Yeah.
Maybe even move to a warm climate or somewhere you've always dreamed of moving to or buy a second house.
Well, honestly.
And then you still got $800 million left.
Yeah. Yes. If you win that kind of money. But $1 million just isn't that much money anymore,
no.
Unfortunately.
No.
It used to be the who wants to be a millionaire. And it was like,
could
like
now
imagine?
That's not good enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just, you can't retire on it. Mm-hmm. I mean. If you plan to spend.
Right. But it's nice to dream of. It's nice to,
yes.
It'd be nice to think about just looking at the bank account every month when the statement came in. Saying, wow,
that would be
that's
nice.
Mine.
Yes, indeed.
I know what I could do with it, but I'm afraid to touch it. I don't know. That's from too many years in the financial services industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, Denise and I got a guy. You have experience, so when
exactly
when one of us wins, we're just going to call you. And
I'm going to help you out. I am
but you better tell me to balance it. I'm not just going to save it all. You gotta. You can't just
save.
And then
don't
you
worry.
Run out of time on the planet, and you don't. I never spent a dime.
Yeah, we need a spending budget too.
I will fix you up. Don't you worry, and not even take a cut. I promise.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You can take my word for that.
I'll help you. Just help me. Radio station.
I'll take my cut in Pappy Van Winkle. It's only like $1,000 a bottle.
Oh, so I didn't know what
I was
that
like,
was.
What is that at first?
Yeah, it's who? Bourbon.
I'm okay. Like, who is Pappy? Pappy. And does your wife know about this individual?
Hey, Tom Ackerman and Dr. Randy Tobler coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.